So clay sand, saffron and pearls are the marks of a good life, or at least so she'd heard. But this little land is all that she'd known. The mill and the dry creek were all she'd call home. And she'd trade them for love over silver and gold, for love's all that she's longed to hold. Love's all that she's longed to hold. Each morning he wakes, his lungs and liver ache, and he clings to the breast of a wife he never loved. Beneath all his breaths are sins and regrets, and the reveries curtailing with age. He tastes the bread to his tongue, cups the wine in his hands, and he drinks till she cries, then he drinks once again, till the bottle runs dry and there's nothing left to pour. Then he drinks no more, no more. And he drinks no more. Nature and her grace, they're of no concern. The world spins regardless, she's of no concern. And sliding to the pale of his lips, she inhales and regrets. And regrets and regrets, oh, she's sung for her love and she's sung for her keep. Till applauding vaudevillians and vagabonds would weep. But he stole all she had and all she sung for. She sings no more, no more, no more. She sings no more, no more. And her skin, it shines like marble and fire and lilacs, blues and whites. But the tips of her fingers, warm sallow and glistening, remind her there's much more than this. So full the border, set forth beyond the sea. There's an horizon that waits, burning wide at the seams. And no form of medicine or comfort or vitamins could begin to erase as she chases and chases for hope or an exit or something in between. And on a day far away with perspective, she'll proceed to set fire to the past, make plans from the ashes and sing once more, once more. Then he'll drink no more, no more. No more, no more. No more, no more.